Following the yellow brick road to a green municipality still requires following a yellow brick road, no matter how many shortcuts are taken. At the recent Committee of the Whole meeting, Midland Council members received a report on a greenhouse gas, GHG, reduction pathway feasibility study which had an estimated budget of $133,000 that was whittled to just $26,600 should a successful grant application be obtained. The Fleet, Facilities and Transit Department report stated that the feasibility study, offered through the Federation of Canadian Municipalities, would help integrate emission and energy reduction uses into longer-term plans for managing municipal buildings. The goal would be to reduce GHG emissions from such buildings by at least 50% within a 10-year span. For Midland, that would include high GHG emitters like the municipal office, fire department, water, wastewater treatment plant, operations center and North Simcoe Sports and Recreation Center. Grant funding would provide a maximum of $106,400 to the study, reducing the project from $133,000 to $26,600 as funded from the tax-supported reserve. CAUN. Bill Morides tossed several questions at Midland staff during the meeting, primarily revolving around the $26,600 cost and the necessity of the study. Infrastructure Management Executive Director Mitch Sobel offered that Morides had misinterpreted the report, and explained that an $80,000 amount set aside from the 2024 capital budget being reduced to $26,600 would mean an overall $53,400 savings to Midland residents, pending a successful application. Morides continued to press on with the need for a $26,600 feasibility study, which he felt was unnecessary with current town staff on hand. Sobel replied that municipal staff may not have the in-depth expertise on a topic, and spending $26,600 through in-house savings instead of based on expert opinions could lead to unexpected and larger costs. Mayor Bill Gordon added that although smaller municipalities may not be moving the needle, by endorsing the Partners for Climate Protection program at a lower tier level, every little bit counts. "We've made a lot of investments in the town when we need to," said Gordon, noting an electric ice resurfacer approved during the 2025 budget discussion. "These studies come back with recommendations, but we're not required to adopt any of these things." A feasibility study could point out current town initiatives, obtainable, low-hanging fruit, or high-cost, low-yield items, according to Gordon. "You get that from having the studies done, and then we can decide as a council what is appropriate for our appetite." Morides ended up siding with fellow Committee of the Whole members to approve the grant application and support the feasibility study. The Greenhouse Gas Reduction Pathway Feasibility Study report is available in the council agenda on the Town of Midland website. Council meetings are held every third Wednesday, and can be viewed on Rogers TV cable channel 53 when available, or through the live stream on the Rogers TV website. Archives of council meetings are available through Rogers TV and on the Town of Midland's YouTube channel.